Today I am beginning a new series of sermons. We study books of the Bible. We study verse by verse. And today we are beginning the Gospel of John. Now John's Gospel is the salvation book. I love all the Bible. I believe all the Bible is the Word of God. And I preach all the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. But if I should name a favorite book in the Bible, it would be the Gospel of John, because we read in the last chapter, or chapter 20, verses 30-31, that this gospel was written that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing have life through His name. Now that is the desire of my heart, and the ministry of the Gospel Hour is directed to the souls of men. We send out this broadcast daily, trusting the Lord to save precious souls. Tell your friends about this ministry on this station, will you? Call them on the telephone or write them a letter and tell them to tune to the Gospel Hour and tell them where to find it on the dial. Dear Lord Jesus, direct us now as we open Thy Word to study. Speak to my heart. Speak through these lips of clay to those who listen in the great unseen radio audience. Save the soul, our Father, that is nearest eternity without God. Direct me as I speak today, and may Thy Word find its way into the hearts of men. Bless believers, strengthen believers, encourage believers, and reclaim that precious soul that may be backslidden. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus, and for His sake, we send out this broadcast daily. Amen. Now get your Bibles and turn with me to the Gospel of John. And today we are beginning a verse by verse, almost word by word study of the Gospel of John. There is no greater book in the Bible. All 66 books of the Bible are the Word of God. They do not contain the Word of God. They are the Word of God. The Bible is the Word of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration. All Scripture is God-breathed. But the Gospel of John is one of the most important books in the Bible, because in this Gospel, the deity of Jesus is set forth and declared as in no other book in the Bible, and this book is the salvation gospel, as we will see and learn before we are finished with the study. Now, without any waste of time, without going into detail concerning the writer, the time, the theme, and so forth, we'll just begin studying. John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Two verses. In these two verses, the very outset of the gospel, John sets forth, and without apology, he declares the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in this day of liberalism and modernism, in this day of apostasy, the deity of Christ, the incarnation, is being denied. And I know that some of you may say, well, Brother Green, is it so very important that we believe in the deity? Is it so very important that we believe in the incarnation? I say emphatically and without apology, you'll either believe it or you'll burn in the lake of fire. The theme of the Gospel of John is the deity of Christ. In this gospel, as nowhere else in all the Word of God, the deity is set forth, and His place in the Godhead is declared and set forth without apology as no other place in all the 66 books of the Bible. First of all, we have the relation of Christ to time. The relation of Christ to time. Now, the Word tells us, in the beginning, that is, Christ eternal, Jesus, the Son of God, in the fullness of time, took a body of flesh. But Christ was in the beginning with God. Now, I'm sure that some of you are saying, well, Brother Green, I just cannot grasp that. I'm glad you can't. If you could understand the beginning, in the beginning, that is, let me put it this way. There has never been a time in the eternity behind us when God was not, when Christ was not, or the Holy Spirit was not. And let me hasten to say, I do not believe in three gods. I believe in one God manifest in three persons. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Now, either Jesus was in the beginning with the Father, or we cannot believe the Bible. John 1:1, in the beginning. Well, now, when was the beginning? Was it when God brought order out of chaos, when God separated the water from the land, and when God put the stars in the sky? When was the beginning? Jesus speaking to the woman at the well in John chapter 4, and we'll study that chapter, said, God is a spirit. They that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, God is an eternal spirit. That doesn't mean that God does not have form, that God does not have a body. The Bible speaks of God's back and God's hands and God's feet. The clouds are the dust of his feet. We read in the little book of Nahum that the clouds are the dust of the feet of Jehovah. And so God is a personality, but God is an eternal spirit. Now, the finite mind of man cannot understand what I'm about to say, and I'm glad that man can't. There has never been a time in the eternity behind us when God was not. God has been. That's the only way to say it. God has been. You say, preacher, I can't understand that. I can't understand the Son. I get up in the morning and I always go out to get my newspaper just about sunrise, sometimes before sunrise, but I can see the sun rays, the light, as it is breaking in the east. I can't understand the sun. It rises in the morning, it follows its course, and it sets in the evening. It rises in the east, and it sets in the west. I can't understand the stars. Listen, beloved, we read that all of these things were made by him. And if we cannot understand the things he made, how do you hope to understand the God who spoke this world into existence? He spoke the sun into existence. He spoke the planets into existence, and everything that exists in heaven and earth, everything was created by him. And all things were created for him. Now, there has never been a time when God was not. In Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2, from everlasting. You see, beloved, you speak of time. I am almost 51 years old. If I live until Valentine's Day, the 14th of February, I'll be 51. I can remember when I was just a lad. I remember very well when I was 5 years old. I remember the first day I went to school. I'm 51. And it seems like yesterday. Really, I'm honest. I just cannot take it in when I realize and recognize and I confess to myself that I'm 51 years old. I remember when I was a barefooted boy on the farm. Now, God has been from everlasting. Time. God lives in the eternal present. Now, he's the great I am. I am. I am. Not I was. Not I will be. But God is the great I am. But Jesus was there with him. In the beginning was the Word. Well, now you say, preacher, that doesn't say Jesus. But John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory, glory of the only begotten of the Father. That's Jesus. And so Jesus was the Word in flesh. Jesus brought the Word down to man. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, let me say this. We express ourselves through words. I speak words. I make an announcement by using words. I made an announcement today. and I used words. Now, the Word was in the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, there has never been. Now, listen carefully. There has never been in the eternity behind us when God was not, the Word was not, Jesus was not, the Holy Spirit was not. They are everlasting, to everlasting, from everlasting, the great I am. All right. The same was in the beginning with the Father. Now let me say this, beloved. In this day of liberalism and modernism, men are stripping Jesus of his deity. They are demoting him to the level of another great man. Jesus was a great man, but he was more than a great man. He was a great teacher, a great preacher, a great healer. He was a worker of great miracles. He never did anything that wasn't great. Listen, everything that he did and every word that he uttered was great. Well, for instance, in Titus 2:13, we are looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Everything about Jesus is great. Everything about God is great. Everything about the Word is great. And everything about the Holy Spirit is great. God is great. All right. The same was in the beginning with God. That is the Word. Now notice in verse 18 of chapter 1. And of course we'll study it more fully when we get over there. No man hath seen God at any time. Now that's true. Let me say this. I have seen my hands. I see my hands. Now listen carefully or you won't understand what I'm going to say. You won't understand what I'm going to say if you don't listen very carefully. You'll think I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. I see my hand. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at both of my hands. I have seen my feet. But did you know that I've never seen my face? I've seen the reflection of my face in a mirror. Are you listening? When I stand before a mirror, I see the reflection of my face. But I can't see my face. If I turn my eyes in a certain direction, I can see the tip of my nose. I can see the very tips of my cheeks. But I've never seen my face. I've seen the reflection of my face. So you see, it says in the Bible that the prophet saw the hinder part of God. And it says Stephen saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Now, you don't need to try to make the Bible contradict itself. Men have seen the glory of God, but no man could look upon God and live. He would be consumed with the brightness of God's holiness and purity. So, no man, this is John 1:18, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Now listen carefully and don't misunderstand me. In the beginning, God was the eternal spirit. And God had a form. God had a body, certainly, but he's an eternal spirit. In the bosom of the Father was the Word. In the beginning. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. And then, in the fullness of time, God wrapped the Word up in flesh. And brought the Word down to man. Now listen to verse 18 again. In the bosom of the Father. Now, Jesus came to declare the Father. No man has seen God in time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Jesus said, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. The words I speak are spirit. And they are life. Now, Jesus was God in flesh. Jesus was the Word in flesh. Jesus was in the beginning with the Father, in the bosom of the Father, and then in the fullness of time, over 1900 years ago, Jesus in one giant step stepped from the bosom of the Father to the womb of the Virgin Mary. The Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. She conceived in her womb, and she brought forth her firstborn and named him Jesus, Savior. Why? Because God so loved. So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him. But how do we believe? Paul answers, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Now listen. God calls and God sends preachers. God's preachers preach the word. When we preach the word, we preach Jesus. We preach God. We are announcing God. We are announcing God's love. When we preach the word, we are announcing God's Christ, God's Savior, Jesus. So, when you hear the word and believe the word, then you are ready to exercise saving faith in Jesus Christ. Whosoever shall call, how shall they call until they believe? How shall they believe until they hear? And how shall they hear until someone preaches? So the preacher preaches the word, the sinner hears the word. And the word of God brings saving faith, because the word of God announces the love of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, the compassion of God, the tenderness of God, the salvation that Jesus brought down. In John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. He that heareth my word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. So don't let anyone tell you that Jesus did not exist until 1900 years ago. Jesus was in the beginning. Jesus was born of a woman 1900 years ago. He took a body. And in that body he tasted death for every man. And in that body of flesh, he did what the law could not do because of the weakness of the flesh. In that body, he destroyed him that had the power of death and who tormented the people, even the saints, through fear. Jesus conquered him. And Jesus captured from the devil the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Therefore, the believer has no fear of death. No fear of meeting God, because we have in our bosom the Lord Jesus Christ, the living word, the life that he brought down, and that he gives to all who will believe on his name. He came into his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born of God. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, the word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. So my precious, precious friend, the Jesus who abides in your bosom was in the beginning with God the Father. If you do not know him, if you are a sinner, God grant this be the happy day that you trust him and allow him to come into your heart and save you and set you free from the bondage of sin. An eternal damnation in the lake of fire. Father, honor thy precious word, the precious name of Jesus, the shed blood of his cross, and save that soul that's nearest eternity without God, and we'll give thee the praise. Father, this first day of this series of sermons on the Gospel of John, save one soul. Thank you, Jesus, for Christ's sake, amen.